This is the cold open.
I hope people understand the joy Donovan brings people up at the ticket.
I don't know about that.
No.
I just remember you kicking me out after those 9 years, saying I plan to never do radio with you again, as you just kind of kicked me out the door.
See, I would say that while that's probably true, distance has made the heart grow fonder.
Has it? Okay, well, I appreciate that, man. It was the 9-year limit, and then after that, everything is great.
I didn't know you were going to instantly become really worried about, like, lifting weights and being in shape and stuff, but now, make me a muscle, Donovan.
Mm. Me?
Yeah, look at you.
I have no muscles at all, man.
Oh, look at you.
Just trying to hang on.
I'm sorry. This is your cold open.
Well,
he brings joy because he's not Corby. That's the
that you know
thing.
Maybe that's what it is, but I feel a little skip in my step today, Dave. Don't you?
Because of no Corby. All right, I'll take that. I appreciate that.
This is the cold.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, we got it.
I don't know. I've talked about turning into my dad every single day, the older that I get, and I never thought that was going to be the case. Like, I feel that dude is the coolest dude I've ever met, but my dad will be 80 in October.
Did you always think he was cool?
Always.
So even when you were a teenager, you never were like rolling your eyes at your dad?
No, never did.
Okay.
Now, my mom was probably the one that we talked to the most and handed out the most discipline and all that. So if I rolled my eyes at anyone, it was my mom. But my dad is cool. And my dad had a couple of rules when I was growing up that I know he would live by. He never rode the tollway unless my mom was driving. He never wanted to pay for any driving on any road.
And that's back when you would throw the change in the basket.
Right, you had to stop at the bucket, but it's like 50 cents. And he still would go all the way around instead of, you know, knocking out the tollway instead of going to my grandparents' house. And even to this day, he is a cash-carrying man. He is not with the whole debit credit card deal or whatever. And
right.
And in what form? Does he have money clip or rubber band or wallet?
No, it's kind of just in his pocket. Just I think loose, he carries a wallet, loose bills. But right, loose wad in his pocket. And I don't even think it's organized or anything. And I think I am going to carry that mantle because I'm a little sick and tired now being dependent on the convenience of just cards. And I will carry cash probably more than anyone else that I know. But this came into my mind because I don't want to say it's a business, but when you see people at the intersections or at the stop signs and they're asking for money with the sign or whatever they're doing, I wonder if business is a little slow now because people just don't carry cash.
Well, I would guess that if they don't have a QR code, they at least have a Venmo.
Yeah.
And see, that's even weird because I walked outside after work one day. Me, Matt, and Travis, and a guy asked if I had any change, and I did not. I was like, I'm sorry, I don't. And he was like, hey, that's okay. He pulled out a phone that's nicer than mine. It was like, yeah, well, you can tap or whatever. It's like, I'm not tapping my phone on your phone so you can just drain my account. And even if that's not the case, we're not doing that. I'm old school. I'm going to carry cash around. I want to try to. But then you'll see other people
doing.
Are you
homophonic?
Yes, that's what I am.
All right, I'll give you that one.
Okay. Now you see, if it's business is a little slow as far as people not carrying cash, you'll see other people trying to do bits, and especially the bit with the phone. I mean, with the sign, I just want beer. I'm just trying to get weed.
Yeah,
and all
I
this
saw
stuff.
A dude yesterday with help me buy weed.
Right. And you give it a laugh. And if you have some cash, maybe you throw it to him. But I saw someone that I haven't seen here in the Metroplex pull out. Like, you have special cities like New Orleans or Vegas where bits are galore when they're trying to get some type of cash. But there's a kid that's at Clark Road and Wheatland Road. And it's not just a one-off. Every time I go that back route in my hood, he's there. He's at the intersection in the little grassy lane playing the trombone.
So he's busking at a random intersection.
I mean, he is and playing loudly and just all into it and all that. But I haven't seen anyone yet roll down the window and throw him anything. Like, it's hot outside, man, and he is into it. And I'm thinking, I feel badly for him. And now I specifically went to go get some cash. to at least give it to him because that dude is busting his ass out there playing this trombone, trying to get something. And then when I drove there, he wasn't there. And now I feel a little bad because I didn't have the cash and I didn't carry it. And I usually do and I didn't. And now I didn't see him the other day. So now I've been going the back road.
He gave up on his dream that one time. And if you would have had cash, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe he'd still be. Maybe that would have started the avalanche of, you know what? This dude is just, he's playing really well. Like, I feel like I asked for a request or something, especially when I'm at the stoplight, but I don't have time for, you know, a nice Jodeci tune or anything. It's 30-second cycle. It's just right there and you're right out.
What do you have going on?
So if I stay there in the turn lane just to enjoy him, if I give him some cash and all the cars build up behind me, what am I doing here?
I'm just enjoying the show.
I'm getting beat up trying to listen to the tune that I paid for.
Can we go back to... Is the trombone guy just playing Jodeci out there?
Well, that's what I want to request. That's always my go-to request.
Okay.
A little Jodeci. Come on now. Who doesn't like Jodeci?
I do appreciate the busking, or at least the talent, whether it's busking or dancing, something that is their bit.
Instead of just standing there and just asking for it and holding up a sign, at least he's trying to give you something.
Or the really popular bits are, look at this puppy I have, this homeless puppy.
Yeah.
Or, look, I don't have any legs.
I don't know if that's a bit, Davey. That's, you know, that's just how it is.
And then when he's done with his shift, he just snaps his legs back on.
Or he's just kind of on his knees the whole time, and he just kind of stands up. Right, there we go. Let's go.
Yeah.
But I'm going to drive back there the next couple of days to see if I have the cash on me. And I have cash on me now. Are you guys cash carrying bros?
As you said this, I do have cash on me presently. It'd be interesting to find out how much. But I would say that I think I just left like a 90-day time where I didn't have a dollar on me the whole time. Like, just no cash.
And we're paying for the convenience, fellas. You go to places with the credit card, debit card, it's a convenience fee at the majority of them. Just wasting money by not just carrying cash.
Let's see what we got here. $20, $30.
I have $54.
Jeez. I got a pocket full of coins, though. What am I going to do with those coins?
Sturm is loaded.
You are loaded.
$81. I'm not sure why the one got in here, but.
Well, you didn't spend it all at the club.
Yeah.
You just wanted to leave one in reserve.
Four table dances and one, a single.
Right. One walk up to the stage.
Walk up to the stage.
But there's no place to use cash.
For the panties.
You can use cash anywhere you want.
No, lots of places don't want cash.
I almost said frown my nose because that's what I said before. I turned my nose up at people that are cashless.
In fact,
because they're making me pay more for the convenience. It's a convenience fee. You're making me pay more.
In fact, now we probably live in an age where cashiers, literally the name cashiers, aren't real familiar with dealing with cash.
Yeah, they can't count out change.
Right.
I'm bringing it back.
See, I'm the opposite.
Are you carrying cash?
I don't even use my cards. I just tap to pay with my phone.
See,
you're the problem.
I mean, it's so hard to beat Apple Pay. It's a genius thing unless you're interested in like really monitoring your money.
It feels like it's fake. It feels like I'm playing Monopoly when I do things like that, and I don't like feeling like that.
So you wish the guy without legs would accept Apple Pay.
No.
Is that the takeaway
here? No. I'm going to carry more cash so I can help Trombone Man and anyone else doing legit bits trying to see if they can get something for the summer.
If you see Trombone Man again, don't just pay him, roll on it, and find out what his story is.
Then I'd have to get out the car and it's hot.
I guess you really don't care.
And
then I'm backing up traffic at a major intersection. Why would I do that?
And find out how deep his Jodeci catalog goes.
Okay, you know what? That's the one thing I'll do.
I'll roll down the window and ask,
can he play some Jodeci?
Maybe he's like the homeless guy with the golden voice. Remember that guy?
Oh, that's right. And went on to.
So maybe this guy could
plenty
be.
Plenty of riches.
Could be the next trombone shorty.
So rich that you don't even know his name. Or if he walked in with the guy that was the golden voice, you still wouldn't know who the hell he was.
He got Kraft macaroni and cheese for a minute after that.